So if you've ever seen ads saying, we will help you get the life that you want, and then in your head, you're thinking, I don't even know what I want, much less how to get there, then this is the exact episode that you need to listen to, because I was once in your shoes asking this very same question 8-9 years ago, and I have outlined 3 steps that you can take today to change that, so that at the end of this episode and going forward, you will know a little bit more what you want in life and how to get there. Take a listen. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another week here at the Purpose Filter Podcast. So, as you heard in the intro, this episode is about how to figure out what you want when you have no idea what that might be and where to start. And this is a question that I get asked so often by my clients, by people on social media. Anytime someone finds out that I'm a coach, they're like, oh my God, I have no idea. What do I do, et cetera. And I realized that I had to do this for myself back when I had this very same question, I'd say maybe 7-8+ years ago. And it's only through looking back have I realized the patterns? Do I now see what exactly I did? And lucky for you, I'm here to distill that down for you into 3 simple, actionable steps that you can take and that you can implement in your own life to get you to where you want to be so that you do know what you want and what's important to you and what makes you happy. So let's start. Number 1 is stop saying, I don't know. And it sounds really weird because you're like, well, if I knew, then I wouldn't have to listen to this podcast episode or anything like that. The issue is, in reality, there is a part of you, however big or however small, that does know. Okay? It's called your unconscious mind. It's called your subconscious. You see, whenever my clients work with me and they're like, I don't know, what that means and what I hear is, cognitively, in their rational thinking brain, they don't know the answer. And the same goes for me. The same goes for any human. But our unconscious minds, our subconscious, that always knows what we want because it has its own path. It's not swayed by the judgment of your coworkers or your friends or your parents. It doesn't care about the external noise of society and blah, blah, blah. All of that is unnecessary. It is external. It is not important. And I've said it once and I'll say it again, okay? When I work with people, I don't have the answers. My clients have the answers. You have the answers for your own life. You just might need someone and some help uncovering them. You see, there's something to be said about listening to your own wisdom and learning how to amplify it, which is one of the big things that hypnosis helps with. So instead of saying, I don't know, let's try, you know what? I'm figuring it out. Or instead of saying, I don't know, we could say, you know what? Maybe there is a part of me that does know and I haven't gotten there yet. You see how that feels very subtle, but it's a big, big shift in terms of mindset, in terms of possibility, because by saying, I don't know, our brain just goes, oh, okay, I don't know. Well, we don't know. So why would we bother investing more energy, resources, time into trying to figure it out? Because we don't know and we're not going to know. So why bother? It gets us stuck in a loop. And that is the exact loop that we're trying to break out of. All right. Okay. So that's lesson number 1. Lesson number 2 is be okay with being bad at something. And when I say bad, I mean, it could be sloppy. You might be terrible at something. And I'll give you an example from my own life recently. A couple days ago, I took a dance class. I have not been to a dance studio in, I would say, probably like 15+ years. I took, you know, maybe some ballet classes when I was younger and hip hop classes. And I'm never a very like natural kind of dancer. I have to work at it. And so I really, really wanted to take a heels class. And I went with a friend of mine. And basically heels dancing or heels choreography is kind of, you know, dancing in high heels. You may see it in things like, you know, Beyonce's Crazy in Love music video where she's like in those dresses and she's dancing, or a lot of like the Pussycat Dolls videos, etc. It's kind of like a combination of jazz. There's some hip hop. There's some burlesque kind of sensuality elements to it. And it just seems really empowering. And I really wanted to kind of have that experience. It was a beginner's heels class. I specifically asked my friend to go and find a beginner's level heels class. We walk in and the instructor is like, okay, I haven't been feeling aligned to my true self in terms of how I've been teaching. So this is going to be a brand new combination and it's going to be a minute and 10 seconds. And he's like, I normally teach 45 second combos, but we're going to do full out because this is me and I want to show it off to other people. And I was like, okay, great. And I kid you not, I was like a baby deer on roller skates, except it was a hardwood floor and I had heels on. There were so many turns, so many like transitions from standing to being on the floor, rolling around. At one point, maybe like 15 minutes into the combination, I was ready to walk out. I was like, there's no way I'm going to do this. There's just no freaking way. As an aside, I ended up burning 475 calories in 90 minutes. And mind you, my entire daily calorie goal is like 600 calories. Okay. So 80% of my calorie burn was in that class. But with that said, it was such an amazing experience because one, my friend and I just laughed our asses off the entire time because we're like, this is not a beginner's class. And we didn't die. We made it. You know, we kept up the best that we could. And it showed us that, okay, we did something new. We're not dancers. We're not professionals. I'm sure there were some professionals in there and we made it. And that's something that you can find for yourself as well. You know, George Bernard Shaw, the playwright, once said, a life spent making mistakes is not only more honorable, but more useful than a life spent doing nothing. Be okay with being really, really bad at something at the beginning. All right. And that leads me into the final point of this, which is you have to try new things. You actually have to do the damn thing. All right. I'm sorry. I'm not going to let you off the hook. You can't just think about it. It's like when you try a new food, right? Maybe you saw a TikTok trend last year where they put mustard on watermelon. And cognitively, you're like, maybe I would like that. Or like, I probably would hate it. But you won't definitively know until you actually try it. And you're like, oh, ooh, that's delicious. Or nope, wow, that was awful. And we're never going to do that again, right? Another example, I really like perfumes and fragrances and that sort of thing. And I recently got a sample set. And I saw the notes, I looked them up on the website, you know, it'll tell you like their top note is this floral and a rose and the middle note is whatever, patchouli, and the base note is amber and musks. And I'm like, okay, I like all of those. I sprayed it on a tester strip. I took a whiff and I was like, oh, I actually gagged, right? I remember describing it to my husband as feral. It just goes to show you that your brain, your body, your nervous system needs to have an experiential event. It needs to have an experience. It needs to be able to definitively know because you are doing something rather than just thinking about it. Life is not a thought experiment. All right. Neither are your dreams, your goals, the changes that you want to see, whether it's your health, your finances, relationships, career, nothing changes until you decide that you want change. Let the status quo we are grateful for and we are happy for, and that it isn't good enough anymore, and that you're not actually stuck and you do actually know more than your brain is leading you to believe. Remember that no one is perfect. Everyone sucks at something, especially at the beginning, especially if you're in a open level heels class with probably a bunch of professionals, and that you just need to do it. You just need to try new things. And look, I know I kind of went on a big rant a little bit, but the reason why I'm so passionate about this is you're going to die one day. And so am I. And I hope that for the both of us, it is a very, 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 very long time from now. And because of what I've seen as a hospice and palliative care physician at the bedside of people who are sick and terminally ill, I know that it is not guaranteed that we will make it to 100, 120, 140 years old. None of us know when our time is up, and it is the biggest tragedy that some of us only figure it out once our own lives are threatened, once we see how fragile our own mortality is, or once someone that we love dies and it just hits us in the face and we're like, oh my God, what am I doing with my life? That is unnecessary. I'm hoping that maybe by listening to enough of these episodes, maybe by sharing this message with more and more people in your community, people who know you on your social media page, whatever it is, that people will start to realize that the changes that we make in our lives after a tragic event, as the loss of life, as us having to deal with our own mortality, as us getting sick, we had all of those abilities and capabilities within us to change our lives all along. We just needed some stimulus that was strong enough, a reason that was deep enough for us to change our lives. And yes, doing it this way takes a little bit longer. And I can probably guess that most of us would rather have it take a little bit longer than have to lose someone we love to get the message. And so, sorry to put a little damper at the end of things, but you know, it is what it is. We can't escape reality. We can only learn from our surroundings and from what's really happening to be able to then change our lives for the better. And once you're able to do that, once you're able to change your relationship with how you think about perfection and trying new things, and whether you do know what's right for you, then that is when you start to see concrete examples of how your life is actually going to change. And that is beautiful. And that is what I hope for each and every one of you listening. Alrighty, there you have it. A quick, simple three-step framework to help you figure out what's important to you and what you want in your life when you have no idea where to start. I hope that this was helpful for you, and just give it a shot. Let me know what you think. And if you heard in this episode, it took me 8 years on my own from where I was having this exact same question to where I am now. And no one helped me along the way. If I had help like a coach or someone like that, it certainly would not have taken me 8 years. And I want to be able to shorten that time period for you as well. If that sounds like something that you want to do as well, message me on Instagram and let me know that you're interested in speeding up the change. Click the link in the show notes below and you can book a consultation with me pro bono. We'll talk about what's important to you, how to get there, and if we're a good fit, we can talk about what it's like to work together. Because, hey, you don't need to wait until January 1st to start making change. Change happens when you decide you want to change. And of course, as always, take care of yourselves and take care of each other. I will see you on the next episode, which will be our 100th episode of the Purpose Filter podcast. I'm so excited. Thank you as always for listening. See you next week.